Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Jay here from Stretford Paddock. This is The Brew, and joining me, we've got two absolute titans of the Manchester United fan base. We've got Mr. Dave Pritt, of course.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, good.
It's getting better at the old November
thing. It's terrible,
thing.
And it's nearly going now.
Well, you know, no, you finally look like you've got a proper tash there. Can we go on a single, Dave? Can we see Dave there? There you go.
Terrible,
you look like though. Someone from the 80s there.
I like that though.
Yeah, you well, do. You remind me of someone, yeah, very, very an 80s vibe. And also, making his debut in the studio is our very own Mr. DJ Stylus.
Yeah.
Stylus, you've done the predictions for us, haven't you?
With yes.
Videos from
I've done a couple.
Always full of beans, which you like to see. This is the first time you've been to our studio on The Brew as well. Thanks for coming on.
No, appreciate thanks for having it. Me, man.
You've
thank
got,
you.
You've got your brew there.
I've got
what
my
you
brew. With T1 Sugar.
T1 Sugar. You don't have hot drinks, do you? Absolute freak, honestly.
It's cold beer, that's all I have.
Why, how can you be Mancunian and not have a brew now and again? We'll talk about
he said he's like a kid, he just drinks Coke.
Just drinks Coke. Is that what you drink?
Coca-Cola and beer. And beer.
You may be wondering where Stephen Alston is, because he's not here, is he? Because he's in, you know, he's somewhere else. We've got a little message about that.
Go on, go. Jay, I just wanted to let you know Stephen is coming on Friday. It's with me. It's more important to be with me than you. So don't be jealous. I just want to share.
Can't believe that. He sold me out for Patrice Evra.
A friend of the show, Patrice
Evra. A friend of the channel, Patrice Evra. Obviously, Steve, over in Qatar, I think he was in Dubai when he did that with Patrice. So he's living his best life. I chatted to him this morning. So that's going to go out tomorrow morning. Obviously, he's going to be at the England game as well. We're going to be back later on for the England game with a watch-along as well. So make sure you are checking that out. We've got this sort of, you know... Well, we've got this sort of. There feels like there's a real positivity at the minute. You know, the Glazers finally look like they're going, although I say that cautiously. We've got a decent squad with some good players. Okay, yeah, we might need a bit of strengthening, but we've got the likes of Casemiro, Antony, Rashford's back to his best, Bruno's playing well, Eriksen, Martinez. It's a good squad, yeah? Needs a bit of improving. And we've got a manager who I, for one, think he's a very good manager and believe in. Dave, I'll start with you. Is it reasons to be cheerful or what?
Could be. It really could be.
Could be.
Potentially.
All it is, it's about this the sale of the club, and it's whether it's on their terms. If it does go through and go, you know, I don't know, Radcliffe and his lot, or these rumours Apple or Saudis want to buy, it's all about having the money then to invest in the club, because, listen, you've got to pay them a lot, however much they need to let the club go, and then... Stadium needs doing up massively. County needs improving. We need players like what City have done. Everyone slagged them off. They're just there for the money. They're just buying this and that. But it works, and they've won things. And you know, you got to be jealous of them. You look at them now. You look at their training ground, which I've visited quite a few times. Amazing place. Their stadium, great. Yeah, no, it was built before they even wanted it. But we could have a stadium like that. Not saying a new one, but just done up and. Looks good, so when people visit, you're like, Jesus Christ, this is the home of one of the best teams in the world, instead of going, It's pretty shit, isn't it?
Yeah. No, I hear what you're saying. I think you look at... the stadium's a big bugbear of mine. It has been for a while. What do you make of what's gone on over the last sort of, 72 hours, Stiles? Because it's like we've gone from, you know, sort of not hearing anything about what's going to happen with the Glazers to this story coming out, they're ready to sell, to a statement coming out. And also, let's not forget as well, Ronaldo's gone. So it's all been happening.
It's been a bit crazy, hasn't it, really? It's kind of all kind of came out of nowhere. I feel like the Ronaldo thing was brewing, but then obviously the sale to come out of the woodwork. I'm kind of the same as Dave. Like, it's... I'm feeling optimistic, but how long is it really going to take for something like this to really go through? Like, they're selling clubs, but then there's clubs of, like, United stature and where we're at. Like, these kind of things, I feel like it's just going to take longer than people realise to kind of iron these things out, and whether a sale is going to go through in, like, the next... I'm seeing people saying, will it be done by the end of the season and stuff like that? Like, it's just not realistic, is it? But I feel optimistic, man. Like you say, the word's out there. They're definitely trying to... find a way out the back door. Like, the fact that they're just putting little bits out to the media about potentially trying to find other buyers and other people to get involved, I feel like that's their little, just a little message out there to let people know, kind of, we want to try other options, we want to try and move forward and get away from the club possibly, but whether someone can come in and bring that money to the table,
well, you say that, right, and I hear you, because like you was mentioning about the stadium, whoever comes in, they're not just going to have to, you know, invest in the team, they're going to have to build the stadium up
as
well.
It's not just that, though. It's like, what's the price that would they're willing to sell? They say not, well, billions in it, what they want to sell it for.
So was, you've it got 5 billion, was it?
You've got to buy the club. Before you even start thinking of the stadium, then you've got the, what is it, 600, 700 million worth of debt. You've got to put money in there. Then before you start investing in things, you've got to know the culture of the club. And it's not just going to be his money to sort it out. They need to know what's going on. So I'm a bit optimistic about it going through straight away. I think it'll take a couple of years at least, and it needs the right person in charge, or the people who are buying it, if they are foreign investors, they need someone to put someone in charge who knows the club and knows what they're going to want, need to do with it, and keep everyone happy, because that's the main thing. If it all goes wrong, they don't want more protests, because they know what, you know, United fans will do. They'll protest here and everywhere, break into the ground like they've done in the past. they won't have that. So it's...
You know what I mean? We don't mess about as United fans. not advocating any of that, but, you know, it is what it is. Just on that, though, like, yeah, we want someone who's going to come in and invest. We want them to have a lot of money. Obviously, we don't want another Glazer situation where you have all this debt and everything. But one thing that worries me is, like, whoever comes in might start trying to, you know, or might want to bring in their own manager.
Yeah.
Because we've seen that with new owners. They do it all the time, don't they? They take over, you know, a club, and almost immediately one of the first things they want to do is, right, I'm going to change the manager. But I think Erik ten Hag, I think we've got a manager here now who knows what he's doing and who can get the best out of these players and who can go toe-to-toe eventually with the creme de la creme. And I think it'd be a massive mistake to get rid of him.
Oh, 100%. I feel like the process has already started in regards to, like, building the team and, like you say, putting the infrastructure in behind the scenes and, I don't know, man, like a style of play and bringing the squad, the harmony together. I feel like the process is already there. So I feel like if an owner comes in and clears the manager out, that will be, like, the worst possible thing that can happen at the club,
surely,
I would say.
As well, it won't just be new owners. The board will more or less remain the same. They're not going to kick off the likes of Ferguson and all the others who've been there for years. Mm-hmm. They're going to back the manager. They've backed the team recently with the Ronaldo situation. The moment he criticised the manager, he's like, yes, see you later. Ronaldo will always be one of my favourite players I've seen live. But the moment you criticise the manager, it's like, yeah, you've got to go. And the board backed him with that. So,
but you don't, I mean, yeah, I hear you. But they could do an Elon Musk and just go in there and go, right, board's gone, I'm CEO, I'm doing that.
It won't work.
Because you don't know, like, for example...
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Let's say a sovereign state comes in, for example. They might, I mean, I don't want that, but they might go, right, okay, yeah, we're going to keep some of the board or whatever, but ultimately the final decision on things like the manager is ours. Can't say to someone who's just spent 7 billion quid for a product, they can't decide who the manager is.
The thing is, it is a product, but it's like you say, you're talking about Twitter there. Twitter's the thing where what people use. people don't love it. They don't have tattoos on it. And make sure, listen, this is my kid, and the first VAP he's going to download is Twitter. No one cares. But with a football club, people love it.
So you don't think a new owner could get rid of the manager?
Not straight away. I think they'd have to set it up with the board. They'd have to be really careful, because if new owners come in...
Because they could do what Todd Burley did. Don't forget, what Todd Burley did, all he did was he waited until Tuchel had a couple of bad results and then he got rid of him.
But the thing is, they know that we don't like our owners. If a new owner comes in and don't do it right, there'll be people protesting that. You've got to do it correctly.
Yeah, the repercussions would be crazy.
We don't want Glazers 2.0. We want Manchester United back.
I hope you're right. I just don't know. I think a new owner, and I don't want to be negative, because, you know, I've wanted rid of the Glazers since before they arrived. Didn't want them here, you know, and 17 years of just utter shambolicness. But I do worry, because I do think that we've seen it so many clubs with good managers as well. Good managers know what they're doing. A new owner comes in, and you're right, it might not be straight away, it might not be immediate, but if Erik ten Hag, I mean, you know, let's say, for example, a new owner come in the summer, right? Let's say Erik ten Hag had been here on a season or whatever. We lost those first two games and then sacked him. Now, that's ridiculous, but they'd probably got away with it, because people go, all right, okay. Do you know what I mean? To the point where they're not protesting. I think it takes a lot to get people protesting.
I
think now, like,
with us though, managers wise, when people have been on bad runs, it's always been a case of, because we've had longevity with Ferguson, is that people, even though he's like, yeah, he probably should be sacked, but I don't want him sacked.
Yeah.
And people last longer than what they do at this club, because I think the fans do have an impact on that.
100%.
It's not till the whole fan base turns that they get sacked.
Yeah.
Like Moyes was once they waited till the Champions League, but at that point everyone wanted him gone. He lasted way longer.
Nah, there's like, listen,
Moyes lasted longer, and how long was his run?
Moyes was honestly, I can't get over the Moyes era. Still scarred by that. Listen, I think, you know, I'd be very surprised if they did. Do you know what I mean? I think one thing I am sort of, you know, I'm buzzing the Glazers are going and I'm excited, but you've just got to wait and see as well who comes in, because now we're in this sort of situation, aren't we? We've got this waiting game. I was talking to Kieran Maguire, who was chatting to us yesterday, and he was saying, you know, you look at Chelsea, they had 200 bids, 200 offers.
That was a great video, by the way.
Thank you. 200 offers to come in. Now, you think Manchester United are far bigger than Chelsea ever will be. You'd expect a lot of offers. I know it's more money, but there will be a lot of consortiums and that sort of stuff. So we're going to have to wait and see, aren't we, to see who comes in. Are you sort of on the Jim Ratcliffe fan bus? Because that seems to be the popular one. Jim Ratcliffe is the one that most people want.
From what we've heard so far, is potentially yes, because, like I said to you, he knows the football club. He's been a fan of it. He knows the football world. He's a businessman that's made a lot of money. He knows where to invest and where to put things into places to make it make money. Whereas the rest of seem to think that's all it is about making money. Like the Apple coming in. Who is Apple? You know what I mean? You just see the
what? What is Apple?
Am I the only one that got excited over that?
Apple. No,
I'm just seeing like the new Apple Stadium.
No. The I Stadium.
Tech through the roof.
What can we do to make money off this? Whereas I want someone who can think, what can I do to make money and win trophies?
Yeah.
I want someone.
Do you think that really, like? Yeah. No. I hear you. Because you know what FSG did, right? FSG are almost the same as the Glazers in a way. The only thing different was the debt side of things. But FSG took over Liverpool, not because John W. Henry had pictures of bloody Mark Lawrenson on his wall, or, you know,
Ian Rush.
See him on the telly before?
Yeah.
Mate, that was like pulling teeth. Did you watch the game before?
Richard, now that's in no games.
Oh, bro. Who was it? He was on.
By the way, just going to call him out. Josh upstairs from Wales. Wales fan. Yeah. Didn't know who Ian Rush was.
Didn't know who Ian Rush was.
What?
He's a Wales fan.
What?
Seriously?
How old's Josh?
Like 12. To be fair, when did Ian Rush stop playing? About mid-90s.
Long time ago.
I think it was even before that, must have been.
No, because he played in the 96 Cup final, didn't he? Came on for Newcastle. Yeah. So, but he was on his way out by then. You know, well, that's a bit weird though, isn't it? Because like, we didn't see Bobby Charlton play, but you know who he is.
Yeah, but how can you not know who Ian Rush is, man? That's mad.
I don't even think it was the Wales game I saw him on. I know it must have been. No, you're right. Yeah, it was like pulling teeth. It was so painful watching him. It was so boring. Apple coming in for United. You're into that, then. You want the
Do you know what it is? Yeah, I just feel like Apple are positioned with so much money, man. Like, and I feel like they wouldn't. See, Apple's brand, they like looking after people. They like look like they like tapping into their customer base. They like making sure everything runs and is kind of smooth. I feel like they would come into Old Trafford and not disturb too much.
Yeah.
But their import and their financial like weight is just ridiculous, man. I don't know. I just think Apple as a brand, it's never been done before, innit, whether they're going to buy football clubs. It remains to be seen. It'll be a very interesting proposition,
they bought Beats, didn't they?
They don't tend to buy.
It's a very Californian company. It's just like...
Yeah, it is.
Mr. Brexit.
Yeah, yeah, but is this where the...
Tell you what, you want British owners with British values.
I feel like Jim Ratcliffe
is some fails with. That's what you want.
No, but what do they really know about a British football club? Or even European football club. If you heard that they were going to take over Barcelona as well, you'd be thinking, oh, they're going to be ruined. Like they're never going
to
be fixed.
Well, that's the point. Sorry, I was getting to about the FSG. Like they weren't like Liverpool fans, and obviously the Scousers don't really like them anymore. But they understood the fact that if you have success on the pitch, you will make more money. They got that. The Glazers are so fucking thick.
They're just stupid guys, man. That. Yeah.
They thought, oh,
they didn't need to because they were making money.
No, but you make more. Like, Liverpool didn't win a title for 30 years. They still made money. And pains me to say, it was still a very well-supported club in terms of the revenue and the marketing and all that. Once they started winning things, it went stratospheric. It's like United now, right? United, since 2013, so we're still making money. Not at the rate we were. Mm. Kieran Maguire was saying it like not last time he was on, the time before. Look at the growth, it's flatlined. Now, if we'd have been winning titles in the last 5 or 6 years, been to Champions League finals, won Champions League.
Imagine the money that the club could be making, man.
The Glazers would have made more money.
From their point of view as well, and it's one thing that Woodward did, which you can't knock him for it. He brought money to that club.
No, he did.
Give me the chance, I will.
But he could pull money out of thin air. Some Mexican crisp company no one's ever heard of. Yeah, if you want to give us millions, come along. And listen, they earned money and they made money off it. So
I still, I mean, United, selling things for Manchester United is not difficult, though. Like,
I know, but he
got, and also, you know, people go about Woodward. The growth pre-Glazers was bigger. Mm-hmm. It was a bigger growth. Then when the Glazers arrived, the growth was still going in that direction, but it wasn't as big as it was, I think, from 99 to 2004, or just before they came in. And the trouble I have with Woodward is I shouldn't give him credit for anything, because he's the root of all this. It was him that broke the deal with the Glazers. It was him that was the financial advisor on it. That's why they gave him this responsibility. And okay, I've heard that argument. You're not alone, Dave. People saying he brought him on it. But then he was put in charge of things that were well beyond his capabilities. Him succeeding David Gill. Even Ronaldo said it in that interview. And I know Ronaldo said a lot of rubbish in that interview. But he said, he did say that, like, losing David Gill was pretty big one.
I don't think people realised how important that guy was behind this. Well, obviously, the real fans know, but outside looking in, like, Gill was imperative, man. It's...
Right, listen, there's loads of people in the comments. I know I've not got to them, sorry. So we'll get them. Make sure you hit the like button. First of all, I've got this message for you.
How does a free case of beer sound this Christmas? Sorry for shouting, but the World Cup is here and Beer 52 are bringing you a case of 8 delicious craft beers for the meagre postage fee of £5.95. That's all you got to pay and you get a free case of beer. All you have to do is go to beer52.com. It says it there, /brew, to get our very special deal. And you can be part of the biggest beer club in the world. What a sound that is. Each month, they send out a curated, perfectly exciting box of beers from around the world to their members, including, look at this West Coast IPA. And I'll have a sip. Don't get better than that. Showcasing independent breweries from across the world, there is no better way to enjoy beer during the World Cup. Again, all you have to do is go to that link that's in the description, beer52.com/brew, to get a free case of 8 beers. You also get extra snacks. You also get Ferment Magazine, which tells you all about the latest in the beer world. If you order now, you can get it in time for Christmas. It is the perfect Christmas gift. And if you don't like dark beers, you can go for the light-only case. Do you know what I mean? It's customizable. Beer 52 will sort you out. And if you're not satisfied after all of that, which I don't know how you couldn't be, you can simply pause or cancel at any time. It really is that simple. All you have to do is go to beer52.com/brew. That is beer52.com/brew to get your free case of beers. Check them out.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Jay Frascone in the Super Chat says, I happen to think Apple buying United is a long shot, but before you dismiss it entirely, keep in mind that Disney owned an NHL hockey team once, so large US corporate investment is not unprecedented. Yeah, we got to say it to that.
He's not. He's not impressed.
They owned the hockey team.
They bought the Ducks.
The Mickey Mouse.
Oh, is that what
they
it was?
They bought the Ducks. Anaheim made a film called The Mighty Ducks, which
is that real? Is that based on a true story?
Yeah.
Which is a great film. What have the Ducks done?
That's true.
What have the Ducks ever done for us, eh? Now you turn
on the
Ducks.
They made two and a half good films because the third one.
But, it's like an all-time classic, the first
Mighty Ducks,
But they moved them.
Flying V.
To Anaheim, where Disney was. And, they've not really been that successful, even though there's a lot of money being put.
American sports team, don't they do that all the time, like move?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to move the franchise to the other side of the country. Yeah. And was like, yeah, no worries. Like, imagine if United, the owners went, right, we're moving the
Like Mike Wimbledon.
Yeah, they remember that, didn't they? MK Dons and that, right? We're moving to Milton Keynes, which is, it's a nightmare driving around Milton Keynes. We're getting some of the super chats as well, some of the chats as well. Heaven Soul says, the issue with Apple is they tried to establish themselves as premium. So if United aren't winning, they'll not want that tarnishing the Apple premium brand. I don't see it working. Ocean Man says, Amazon and United guarantee match made in heaven. Amazon viewership would go sky high if they made a behind-the-scenes series of United Life.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
What do you reckon? Amazon.
That's the only way they could do it, because United won't let anyone but MUTV put the content out. So
is it All or Nothing and all that? Is that Amazon?
Yeah.
Did you see any of that?
Amazon ones. Yeah, I've watched most of them now.
They did one with Arsenal, didn't they? City and Spurs. They might want to do one with a big club. That could be something.
They're super enjoyable to watch, man. Like, yeah. I feel like the United.
What's the better one?
They're never going to do one for us, are they?
That's 5 billion to do it.
Your Amazon subscription might go up to about 400 quid a day.
I can see why people want Ratcliffe. Is like the option, because he's a United fan. He gets it, and I feel like he will just come in and overlook it and not like maneuver too much. Like he gets it, man. He's obviously the safer option for us, but
plus he's invested a lot in British sports as well.
Yeah. Jim Ratcliffe. Yeah. Cycling and all that, isn't
it? Cycling. Well, even like the Formula One, he's like, you see him on the side of the Mercedes. I know it's Mercedes German, but they are a British team. He is supporting, British.
Did he try Chelsea before?
Yeah, what happened with the Chelsea thing, though, was because we spoke to Kieran Maguire about that. He put the bid in, I think it was late, and it was shorter, smaller than other bids. And I mean, he might not have known that, but I think he'd have been advised that's not going to be enough. And there's this sort of school of thought that maybe that was him sort of testing the waters and letting everyone know he was up for buying a football club, letting the Glazers know he was up for buying a football club, because it didn't feel like that bid had any chance of success.
It wasn't long after where the interview was, I thought you were a United fan. He goes, yeah, I would have bought United if they were for sale.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
Manchester United's not for sale. That's what he said. So that made people think, okay, well, if United were for sale, because I think he's worth like 20 billion, isn't he, Jim?
He's the richest
person from Failsworth.
Is it?
In the last 10 years, I think.
Is that from his fracking?
He's one of only 12 billionaires to have come from Failsworth.
Amazing. He's the best one.
He's probably not going to purchase it on his own anyway, man. I feel like he'll get his little crew together and, do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think people are going to come and just buy this as a one-time sale.
I love the way you're saying that. He'll get his little crew together.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Do you know what I mean?
Man.
Do you want to come United with me and that?
The Failsworth Millionaires Facebook.
Yeah, like, it's popping off in the group chat here now, Jim's going to buy United.
I'm so hot, man.
Yeah, it's like Only Fools and Horses with a consortium. Going to buy some jewellery. I hear you, because we had Mark Ogden on the channel a few months ago. I think it was about 2 months ago. And he was saying that if you look at Chelsea, Todd Burley didn't buy Chelsea on his own. It's a consortium. He's the head of that consortium. The likelihood is you will get a group that will buy it, whether that's Jim Ratcliffe and others. There was talk, wasn't there, of David Beckham being head of a consortium.
Don't like the sound of that either.
What was that?
I love this guy's facial reactions.
Was that your moustache tickling? Was that you screwing up your face at Sir David of Beckham?
He put one of the worst managers in history in charge of his club.
I can't even Phil argue Neville. With that. To be
Phil Neville at Miami?
Yeah, come on. Yeah. If he's going to do that, he's just going to put his mate in charge.
Is he though?
Would he do that to United though?
I'm not being funny. Have you not? Have you seen the women's England team since he got sacked?
The grown ups suck over.
They've unbeaten.
They've won everything.
He was in charge of a better team.
I heard that he got that job as a joke. Like someone was messing about and said he'd get Phil Neville in. And they went, oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
It's not a bad shout.
Yeah, I was joking.
And
they're like, no, don't do that. And they're like, yeah, why not? Everyone knows who he is. It'll be good.
Plus, he gave me shit once at Carrington.
That's what it is. It's personal.
You know what? I knew it.
I got a personal gripe.
I knew it. Who did Phil or David Beckham?
Phil.
Oh, why? What did he give you shit for?
Someone was tweeting about his son playing for the under-18s.
Is his son any good? This isn't MUTV. We can say what we want here.
He plays for.
What's his son?
He plays for Inter Miami.
What's his name? Harvey.
Yeah.
And Harvey Neville. I've heard about it.
And he literally got on my shoulder, going, "Have you been writing this about my son?" I was like, "No." He goes, "Who's this guy? Where is he?"
Oh Jesus!
What, Phil Neville said that to you? Yeah.
Neville fully put it on you.
Right, hang on a minute. I want to get this right. You're at a game, right?
Yeah.
Someone, not you. Tell me the truth. Was it you?
No.
Was it one of your burner accounts?
No.
Right. Someone has tweeted about Phil Neville's son not being very good at football.
Yeah.
So Phil Neville's reaction to that is start gripping up people and asking them if it's them.
Yeah.
So he literally grabs you and goes, is this you?
He literally grabbed the back of my hand and showed me his phone. Is this you?
Bloody hell.
I was like, no.
Even like Ronaldo.
And he's like, do you know who it is?
Do you know who it is?
I didn't know.
What's
it was.
What's he on about?
He's
going
to come hunting
down. I didn't know
down.
Who it was. He was a guy from Ireland.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. You dare slander my son.
Did the guy give an indication that he knew you or was...
No.
That's so bizarre.
Yeah, that is bizarre.
He did that. So that's based on that. That's why you
and
don't
he's
want...
a terrible Lioness manager.
He was a pretty bad Lioness manager, wanted to be fair.
He claims to be from the class of 92 when he's from the class of 95.
Don't get me started on that.
Flipping heck.
You know what? I've seen this thing once, right? See people saying, oh, we need a statue of the class of 92 at Old Trafford. I'm like, nah, man, come on. We cannot be having, like, no disrespect. He's played a lot of games for United, won a lot of trophies. But you can't be having a statue of Phil Neville outside Old Trafford when you haven't got one of Brian Robson and Roy Keane and players, you know, that actually were amazing. Like, come on, let's just get realistic here for a second.
Plus, like, Chris Casper should be there rather than Phil Neville because he was part of the 92 team.
You seek help. Seriously. What about you, Stylist?
Go on.
Are you team David Beckham? I think it's David Beckham, Lewis Hamilton.
Oh. I just feel like it's going to take something like that to purchase us. It's going to take something so big to purchase us, man. Like, the club's so big. Like, I'm not against Beckham either, to be honest, if it's the right group of people. I'm not. As long as they don't get too involved in the club and let us build what is going on right now and not interrupt like the process, I'm here for it, man. I'm keeping my options open. I obviously don't want anyone like the Glazers coming in again. I'm kind of against an American ownership now because of that. I feel like I'm scarred.
This is it. You got to, like, I understand your feelings, but we've got to remember as well, I think there's a new rule in there because of the Chelsea thing, like the Glazer rule, that someone can't come in to your club unless they've got the money to buy it. Because the Glazers didn't have the money, they just leveraged, they did a leveraged buyout, didn't they, where they took out loans. It is clever, it's horrible, but it's clever. I might be wrong, so get involved in the chat. Tina Telefson Tatoka says, Jay, what happened to the 50 plus? Yeah, that was an idea. I mean, the 50 plus is something I think you have in Germany, is it? Where the fans own 50.
I can't see it ever happening for a Premier League team.
I can't.
It's a great sentiment.
Too much money to be made, and if you're investing that much money to buy the club, you're not going to then say, here's 50% of it to the fans.
No, I mean, yeah, it's something that has happened in Germany. I don't know. I think you need some sort of government action, regulation coming in.
In a perfect world, yeah, it'd be great, but I can't see it ever happening over here.
No. Luca Brasi says, only new statue should be Jimmy Murphy, that's it. I agree with that. There is a new statue of him.
There is one going up, yeah.
There should have been one of him in 1958.
I've said it for years about that.
Yeah. I'm a bit surprised when they put the Busby one up many years ago. They didn't do one of him then. I get it, because Busby was the manager, but he was the assistant to Busby throughout it. Obviously, after Munich, he was the one that kept us going when Busby was in the hospital. Mm-hmm.
Saved the club,
responsible for bringing through youngsters like Bobby Charlton, Duncan Edwards, all them lot. Just an absolute, you know, titan.
Took Wales to the World Cup,
yeah. And probably going to still be the most successful Wales manager ever, you know, what's been going on at this World Cup. So... Yeah, I think it's quite late in it that you had to wait till 2022 when he retired, what, in 1973 or whatever? No, 1969.
Yeah, that's a slight violation, not really.
69 or whatever it was, anyway. You know, sort of 50 years or whatever, however long it's been. Yeah, it's a bit disappointing, but good to see that. But I agree with that. I think if we are going to have a statue, it's, you know, Jimmy Murphy all the way. So you're not into the old American owners, sort of worries you a little bit. I mean, sports washing has come up again. And there was this story, I think Joe had it in his news, that like the Saudis obviously own Newcastle, so the government or whatever, the whatever you want to call it, the regime is saying, you know, we're not going to buy another club, we can't, but private investors could, which is obviously a bit different. Do you have any feelings about that if it was, say, you know, the Qataris or whoever came in? And when I say the Qataris, I don't just mean people from Qatar. I mean, if it was a government, if it was a state.
The state.
I don't have an issue with someone from a country buying United as a private person.
Yeah, as a privately, I've got no problem as long as he, like I say, put the right person in charge to run the club.
Yep.
But a state-owned club, I just, someone does feel right about that. Mm. It's like, say, like, imagine if the royal family just boxed, you know what, we're buying Aston Villa and we're going to fall. You know, it'd be the weirdest thing ever. Or, but you know, it's
Prince Charles is a big. Oh, is it
William?
William's a.
William. That's what I said.
An Aston Villa fan, isn't he?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's always down the Villa and he's a whole and kicking off all the time.
But it seems just a bit odd. It's just because they've got a load of money. It's still a country that's. Oh.
It just doesn't sit right, does it, man? Like, morally, it just doesn't feel right when countries are purchasing football clubs, man. I fully agree. I think a private sale could potentially work. But yeah, as for actual states and countries making purchases, it's a bit.
I mean, this is where it feels. I think Joe was making his point of an eye on the live. It feels like we're going towards that route where sooner or later, you're just going to have these sort of states almost playing chess against each other with different clubs. You know,
treating
I mean?
It like toys, man.
Yeah, it's like, you look at PSG, look at Manchester City, it's only a matter of time before Newcastle are challenging at the very top, and it's just going to be like, okay, who's got, you know, the owner with, or the state with the biggest amount of money. And I can understand, like, I always say this about fans and stuff, like, I understand fans just want to go and watch football. I'm not saying you have to take a stance on it. Everyone's different. I'd probably be against a state-owned club. That'd probably be enough for me to say that I'm not going to bother anymore going. But
would it stop you supporting the club like that? Yeah. Would
if we were sports washing, yeah. I think like if we were just literally like, I'm not just listen. I want to be sort of. I want to make sure you make the difference. If someone from the Middle East buys Manchester United, I ain't got a problem with that anymore than I've got a problem with someone from Eccles buys Manchester United. You know what I mean? It doesn't make any difference to me.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What I'm saying is, if our club is state-owned, to distract or to give good PR to a state that's committing human rights abuses, then I can't, in good conscience, sit here and slag off City and Newcastle and PSG for doing that. And then when it's my own club, go, oh, well, that's different.
Yeah, true.
Now I get to watch Neymar and Mbappe. It's all right. I'd be a bit like, is this what we've become? I know people might be different, and I get it, and I always say that. If you just want to go and watch a football match, I get that. Mm-hmm. You might, you know what I mean? Football's meant to be a hobby. It's meant to be enjoyable. You don't always have to take a stand on everything. Just for me, I don't know, it feel a little bit
Well, that's the issue. It's supposed to be a hobby and that, but with all these countries taking over, it's becoming political, which it don't need to, shouldn't be, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird, isn't it? Because there's no perfect owner out there, is there?
No.
It's not like you're going to get this owner who's going to come in, he's a diehard red, he's got loads of dough, he just wants to see United winning things again. I mean, I know some people are trying to pay Jim Ratcliffe like this, but I think...
I feel like Jim might be the only exception that probably feels like that. Like,
it feels a bit more like that because he's
failed. He's not stupid, though, is he?
He is a businessman.
He's a businessman.
I don't see him wasting 7 billion quid of his money or whatever he'll take.
Yeah, if we were near the bottom of or League One or something, he wouldn't be buying us because he's a United fan. There's a way to make some money here.
I just want to get into it, right? Because we were talking about how it feels positive. The Glazers are going, and it is. Let's just enjoy the moment as well. Let's not forget that. I don't want to be too negative moving forward about who's going to come in. Like, looks like Glazers are going. We've got a manager that we've all just been chatting about how much we like him and everything. Ronnie's gone. Yeah. Where does that leave the squad? Because I feel pretty positive about the squad, mate.
Yeah.
Especially like, you know, when you're watching the World Cup and that, in like Brazil the other night, and you think Casemiro plays for Manchester United.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it? Like, I actually felt that way.
I mean, there was a game I was at recently in midfield at one point with Casemiro, McTominay, and Fred. It was like the dream midfield.
That's, I think that is officially the greatest ever midfield.
I bet McTominay can't believe it, can he? Like, you know what? Mourinho, and now he's in with Casemiro.
Do you remember when Casemiro came, arrived, and like McTominay was on fire, wasn't it? And it was like, I think it was the Arsenal game, everyone thought Casemiro was going to start, and he didn't. McTominay started and played really well.
And a belter.
And everyone's like, you know what, I can understand why McTominay's keeping him out of the side. And you think, how's it, you know what I mean? You never
Yeah, that's mad. That's like, mad. He's going back to his voice, like, yeah. Keeping Cassie out of the squad.
Yeah, like, you know, McTominay had a bit of a stink last season, I thought, anyway. And then it's like, Casemiro was one of the best midfielders on the planet.
No, McSauce,
yeah, McSauce is keeping him out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But do you feel positive about it? Stylus, actually, do you feel positive about this squad we've got?
I feel positive, man. I feel like the whole Ronaldo thing is just airlifted. Like, I feel like the squad will come back after the World Cup, hopefully in one piece. Obviously, so many people on internationals and that. And they'll be able to just get stuck in now, man. Ronaldo, distraction's gone. Ten Hag is kind of figuring out his team. We're obviously improving. There's going to be ups and downs still, but I feel more positive than I felt since Fergie, I would say.
Yeah?
Yeah, good, 100%, good, man. No,
do you know what? I mean, it makes laugh when people criticise United fans. Going, you're moaning. You spent all that money and you look at, you know, you're finishing fourth or fifth and sixth, whatever, and you're moaning about it. You want to try supporting any other club almost in the world. But you think where we were, yeah, we are spoiled as United fans. That's, you know, right. I grew up watching Mint football winning trophies every year. Do you know what I mean? And then when the Glazers came in, we were still doing that. And they've more or less ended all that with their stupidity and greediness.
My first game was
so we've every right
the Boxing
to
Day
it.
Before the Premier League started. So the last year of Division 1 or...
How old were you then?
Five.
Yeah, that was so your first game.
QPR, remember?
Pathetic. You know, you like, YouTubers, you're all the same. Oh, I'm going to start supporting United now.
But then it was just all... and then it was just win-win-win, and I just thought that's what football was.
Exactly. You obviously knew.
Is that how you became a Red? Is that the story? Yeah.
No, I went to watch Neil Webb.
He knew we were going to win it. So was it New Year's Day? Did you say the 4-1 against QPR?
Yeah, we got beat.
Dennis Bailey's hat trick.
That was my first game.
Was it?
Wow.
Yeah.
What was yours, Jay?
And do you know what, right? My first game was about the same time, because I was a Johnny Come Lately, like you. I didn't go till I was five. And it was Southampton, but I don't really remember it. I remember my first game I remember properly was against the Scousers in the Rumbelows Cup, which is what the Carabao Cup used to be called about 12 names back a bit before. And I remember we beat the Scousers 3-1. Mark Hughes scored an absolute worldie. And yeah, that is still, in my mind, the best atmosphere I've ever heard at Old Trafford. It's in the League Cup as well.
Mad.
Do you know what I mean? Now it'd be like, who cares? But it was mint. No, listen, I think we've got a good squad. I think the Ronaldo thing, I'll get to that in a minute. I don't think it's going to hurt us that much, though. But someone, I think it was Fat Thor, and that's their name, not the name I've given him. So, Jay, could there be a possibility the Glazers are playing with us via the sale to divert from the scrutiny they are receiving from the interview? I will say this, and this is my opinion. I'll get the word to ask you guys what you think. I think the timing of the statement was definitely to divert, not from the interview, but from the Ronaldo leaving. I don't think it was a coincidence that 4 hours after that, Ronaldo got sacked, basically, we have this statement. That seems like too much of a concern. I think they thought, right, now let's make the statement because all the news is negative. You know, regardless of what you think of Ronaldo, he's the biggest player in the world, he's leaving the club, it's probably going to affect all this share price and all this other drama. Let's release a statement now. But I think the plan was already in place. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I think maybe they may be thinking of it for a while. You got to remember, before this, People have been calling for the heads, going around Florida looking for him and asking him what's going on with the club. Maybe they, in their eyes, they've gone, we don't want to sell at the moment, but as an option, let's just see what's happening. And it's got to the point now where one of the most famous footballers of all time has slagged him off. And they're thinking, well, if we cash in now, what can we get? You've got to remember, people think it's just the three brothers. It's about 15, 20 of them.
Yeah,
they all need a payout. He's part of the club. So they want the right deal. They want.
Don't you know what it's that like when he releases dividends? They find these people, these Glazers, I never even heard of.
I'd be pulling them out of the woodwork.
Yeah, like, oh, you got Trevor Glazer, you got Shaniqua Glazer, you got, do you know what I mean, Mohammed Glazer. You're like, who are all these Glazers all of a sudden that I've never heard of?
You cut the head off one, then three appear, and then they just carry on.
Like, honestly, like, you've got Rob, Dave, Bob. Do you know what I mean?
Do you reckon if I change my name to Glazer?
If you change your name to Glazer and turn Old Trafford, you'd probably give you a cheque with a load of money on it. Like, honestly, there's just loads of the Glazers always seem to pop up. Never, ever hear from them until you know, it's time for the dividends, and all of a sudden they're taking 30 million quid or whatever it is, or yeah, a loan or a payment and for being an executive, and you think, who are these people? YouTube says Gary Glazer. Yeah, do you know what I mean? It is a feel like that, doesn't it? Gary Glazer, yeah, he's just come to collect his check.
I feel like they've been weighing it up for a minute, man, and obviously the whole Ronaldo thing has just fast-tracked it, and like you say, it's not a coincidence, is it? Timing, literally, what, a day later, and it's leaking, so... bruv, listen, get them guys out there as quick as possible. That's all I can say. Like, if people are saying it's because Ronaldo's obviously come out saying words, but it's not as if we've not been protesting for over 10 years anyway. I feel like this has just accelerated it. But yeah. I feel like behind the scenes, they're probably semi a little bit fed up, not financially, but is it worth the aggro? They've got enough money. Do they really need it? Like, maybe.
You don't know how they're thinking. If they can get it. 4 billion, 5 billion, if
cash in.
They own American. They've got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and things like that. Mm-hmm. They can think, oh, you know, we'll invest.
They obviously seem to give a shit about that. Yeah. As well. They do like interviews about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I don't follow American football at all, but I understand that Tom Brady is a big name in there. And yeah.
When they won the thing, Tom Brady.
Is that what it's called?
The trophy. I don't know what it's called.
The Shield. I think it's called the Charity Shield.
Didn't lift it. The Glazers lifted it.
What?
What? Not seeing it?
No.
Yeah, they took the trophy and lifted it.
Wow. Well, like at the actual trophy, like you've won the league type thing. Yeah. Wow. And they were, mate, imagine he did that old Trafford in 2013.
Imagine winning the Champions League and the Glazers come out.
Hey.
Oh, the other way, Fergie.
Move Fergie. I don't see you buying any of these players. Move. That's crazy,
I did not know that.
Oh my God. I'm amazed there wasn't I know it's different over there, isn't it?
Amazing.
I can't believe that has happened. Yeah, so Ronaldo going, it's like, okay, maybe the timing or something, whatever, but we've still got a good squad. We certainly need at least one player, don't we, in the January. Yep. Do you think that, and again, I know we're speculating here, by all means, get involved in the comments. Do you think that we will get that player in January, even with everything that's going on?
I think so, because even without this Ronaldo interview, I think we'd have to look at a striker or someone to replace him, because although he said he didn't, he got plenty of opportunities this season, and... not been good enough, really, has he? And you know he's blaming other people, but you got to put it down to him. He's had the opportunities. He's had clear cut opportunities and missed them. He's just not been the player he was. And so I think Ten Hag's probably looking at him going, yeah, I need someone else. That's why he's had him on the bench. If he was thinking, oh, he's the one for the future, he'll be playing him starting him each week.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So, yeah, the club are probably looking at the moment, but the issue is this World Cup in the winter, because now every player's going to be jacked up in price if they do well.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a tough one. Maybe we'll probably wait to the summer, because if Rashford carries on, I mean, what did he have, 3 touches and score the other day?
That was
clinical.
Mint that.
Yeah, if he gets a bit of confidence from this World Cup and then comes back and starts banging them in, it's like a new striker again. And we might just think, oh, you know what, we'll wait till the
summer. He looked really good when he came on against Iran, didn't he?
He looks like a different player at the minute, man. I feel like the confidence is back in there. Like, hopefully, like you say, he carries
this
for the World Cup.
It's like people say, oh, he's done it, but he's not. We always know what Rashford's capable of. It's like Martial, even when he's bad, you know what he's capable of. It's just a run of form and a bit of confidence. When you get it back, these players can score goals.
Now, definitely, you know, I've always said this about Marcus Rashford. His ceiling's very, very high. I think, you know, he's had a bit of a royal deal, Marcus, because it's like he's been moved all around, like, you know, 1 minute he's on the left, then he's in the middle, then he's on the right. He's played under what, 5-6 different managers?
Yeah, he's had a turbulent time.
Or 5 different managers? Like, do you know what I mean? He played under 3 last season.
Hmm.
So he's had that as well. He's had injuries. We know he's had a lot of injuries. He's, you know, I remember against Liverpool where he was hobbling around the pitch because we made 3 subs, and he's literally putting his body on the line all the time. Sometimes maybe he needs protecting from himself as well when he's playing for injury. So he's had all this going on. Missed that penalty against Italy in the Euros. Got a lot of stick for it. Came back. Didn't have a good time of it at all last season. But under Ten Hag, he's looked rejuvenated. He's and he's one of the reasons why, when you see the likes of Marcus Rashford returning to form or playing arguably better than he's ever played, when you see Martial, despite his injury, problems, looking like more the player we used to see when he first arrived. Gives you that bit of a bit of hope, doesn't it?
You don't know, though, whether it's as well having the right manager as well and the confidence from that manager, because, to be fair, he did well under Ollie. It was Radnick where he didn't play well and he looked like he was coming out. And then he started this season, obviously he's been injured, but he's been all right, I thought. It's not been the Marcus we know, but he's been all right. And you just don't know whether it's a manager who's playing under that's making him the way he is.
I feel like we've seen glimpses of just what we could get out of Marcus. Do you know what I mean? Like, if
we didn't see that at all under Radnick.
No,
it was like, who was this player? Where we got him from?
He was awful.
Yeah.
And I love Marcus Rashford. He's my favourite player. But I remember feeling bad for him. You know what I mean? Like, he's at a great game. He's getting pelters. Not pelters, but people go, oh. And he looked like he lost
a lot of people
confidence.
Turned their back on Rashford at one point.
Yeah,
I feel like a lot of the hardcore fans kind of still backed him, but from what I'm seeing on socials, a lot of people kind of lost the way with him. But
they're eating the fucking words now, aren't they?
Yeah, it's confidence.
It makes me laugh
at
as well,
it happens,
people
man.
Slag off a player for ages, and then when he starts playing well, go, oh yeah, I always believed in him.
Yeah,
well, you didn't
you know
back him when he was struggling, did you?
Got
you didn't get behind
seats.
Him. You just hammered him. Do you know what I mean? It's a nonsense. Just quickly before we wrap up as well, talk about the World Cup. What do you make of Bruno? He's having a good one, isn't he? A couple of assists the other day.
Yeah, he looked pretty sharp, man. I just don't want Portugal to win. I love Bruno, but I'm not having it now with Ronaldo.
Have you thought out because of Ronaldo?
A little bit. It's a bit sour still at the minute. I just got to let it blow over. I'm sure I'll forgive him and everything will be fine.
I feel like I've got to put a disclaimer in here, right? Because Stylish, you're entitled to your opinion, but we know Diogo Dalo is a friend of the channel. And it's what I said.
Dalo, I love you, bro.
Not all of us want Portugal to fail, yeah?
Some of us want Portugal
to win, even over England, Diogo.
I mean, if they win...
What is going on here? I mean,
if Ronaldo gets suspended in the semi-final and they win, you know, that'll be great.
That's the ideal scenario, yeah.
What happens then if we get Portugal and Ronaldo scores the winner, sends us home? Can we even get Portugal? We can't we?
No, I think we're going to say no. Well, we could get him. Yeah, we could get him.
What part of the draw?
Oh, I don't like. I think it's the quarters or something.
That would be the ultimate sucker punch, man.
Nah, do you know what? I was hearing as well before we went on. It's Malassi's on the bench, is it, for Holland? Yeah, Malassi's not starting for Holland. That's a bit disappointing, isn't it?
Martinez on the bench for the night.
That didn't last long, though, did it? He should have started him conceding goals, and he comes on and he starts bossing the game.
Did Dalo start for Portugal as well? He didn't, did he?
No. Cancelo had a stinker as well. I know he plays on the left, but yeah, he was terrible.
City players don't look the same when you take them out of the City squad, do they? De Bruyne was having a stinky one as well for Belgium.
That's what I mean, man. It's all about Manchester United. That's it. Do you know what I mean? United players absolutely flying. It's all because of Erik ten Hag. That's all I'm going to say to you. Stylus, where can people find you?
Instagram, Stylo, STXYLO. Twitter, same way. All socials are all Stylo, man, STXYLO. I'm on there.
There you go.
Talking about music and United.
We'll tag you. We should have tagged you in a tweet, I think, anyway. So go and check out Stylus on all your socials. Where can people find you?
Wherever.
In the pub.
If you want to find me, I'm on social media. Yeah.
That's the most unenthusiastic call to action ever. Better go. Look, stand by. Look, there's a little there. Oh, there you go. It's gone off. There's my cue. Big thanks to our sponsors as well. Big thanks to Patrice Evra for sending us a little message. Don't forget to check these guys out. And if you've not done already, make sure you are liking, sharing, and subscribing to the channel. I've been Jay. That's been Stylus. That's been Dave Pritt. This has been the Brew. Thanks for watching.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.